on this Tuesday, the Tuesday before Easter, and I've got Kinza on the line. We're going to talk to Kinza. She represents the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and today's topic is all about exercise and your diet. And Kinza, very good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wade, and your listeners. Always good to be on.
Great, and thanks very much for taking time to chat. Eating for good exercise outcomes is the topic. And the question is, why is it important to eat well for exercise?
So when we exercise, our body obviously uses up more calories, and this can definitely assist with weight control, you know, if that's the goal. But if you're not aiming to lose weight, if you're aiming maybe, you know, to train for something or just to increase your exercise, you will definitely need more food to replace the extra energy that gets used up. So there's lots of benefits for eating well, particularly for exercise. Amongst these include, you know, maximizing your performance, reducing the risk of injury and illness, and also just ensuring that you have the best recovery post-exercise. Obviously, how you eat will vary from person to person, depending on, you know, the type of exercise, the intensity, whether you're just exercising to keep fit or whether you're exercising actually, like I said, to train for something. But It's we always say to be healthy, you know, you need to eat well and exercise. But specifically, if exercising is for a specific reason, you have to pay really close attention to what you eat, when you eat, so that you make sure that you give your body that time to recover.
Right, right. And what are the key foods to consume when exercising?
So obviously we always speak about all the food groups, but particularly for exercising, there's three things we need to just make sure we're taking in. The first is carbohydrates to provide energy. It is the key fuel for our brain and muscles during exercise. Then, of course, we need protein to boost our glycogen stores and also to reduce muscle soreness and to promote any muscle repair. And extremely important is water to ensure that you have that optimum recovery. So those three things definitely have to be in your, you know, sort of your daily eating, right. If you are someone that's exercising a lot.
If you're getting ready to exercise, that's the bare minimums, or those are the bare minimums.
Yes.
Then,
yes, exactly.
You often hear, well, you probably see adverts, maybe if you're following more specialized, maybe social media groups and things like that, and you read about supplements. Do I need to take supplements when I'm exercising?
So usually athletes are advised to follow a food-first approach. And this is so that, you know, you can avoid using supplements that are not needed or that could actually result in nutrient intakes that are too high. So for most people that are active and you know, have a balanced diet, they can get all the energy and nutrients that the body needs without the supplements. We must always remember, usually supplements are taken, you know, to correct or prevent a deficiency, or maybe to that you know, can impair our health or performance. But most people should get these if they, you know, if you're ensuring again that you're having a varied diet that's healthy. Having said that, obviously, you know, if you feel that there is a need for supplementation, again, depending on your activity, what the purpose of your activity is, then you'll definitely need to consult with someone specialized, you know, a qualified sports nutritionist or sports dietitian, just to see if you are lacking something or if you do need something extra to enhance your performance.
Right.
But we always say, first, let's look at your foods and see, can maybe up a certain food group to make sure you're getting what you need.
I like that, food first. That's actually a good slogan.
Definitely, yes. Always, always food first.
And now the question is, staying with supplements, do I need to take supplement proteins to build muscles? You know, I might be wanting to build muscles. Do I need to take supplements to do that?
Yes, so there is always this, you know, idea that, okay, to build muscles, we need more protein. The main role of protein in the body is for growth, repair, and maintenance of our body cells and tissues, such as our muscles. So it's been found that about 15 to 25 grams of good quality protein or high quality protein has been shown to be enough for optimum muscle protein synthesis, you know, after you've done an exercise or training session. Any excess protein that you're taking will be used for energy. So for most active people, the body's protein needs can easily be achieved, again, by ensuring that you're eating good quality, high quality proteins. And it does, I mean, lean proteins also, and trying to see where we can fit it in. Definitely at every meal, but maybe even in your snacks. You know, you don't always think, okay, maybe in a snack I need to include a protein. Mm-hmm. But in the case of, you know, exercising and training, it may need to be considered. So again, it's not necessary to take the supplement. We can again look at what the protein foods we're taking in, what are they of good quality, are we reaching that recommendation, and then we take it from there.
Right. And the five I'm going to ask you for five nutritional tips to ensure maximum performance. You know, maybe training for an event, a run, a marathon, or some kind of, you know, sort of outing. The five nutritional tips to ensure maximum performance.
So the first would be to eat a healthy breakfast. You know, studies have actually shown that if you eat or even drink carbohydrates before exercise, it can help you do better during your workout. Mm-hmm. And they may actually allow you to work for a longer period of time. So examples are, you know, your fruits, your bananas, even yogurt, whole grain cereals, or even bread. Then the second tip is to be very mindful of your portion sizes. So if you look at large meals, they should be consumed perhaps 3 to 4 hours before exercising, whereas your smaller meals can be consumed, let's say, between 1 to 3 hours before exercising. The third tip is to snack efficiently, but again, you need to find out what works out best for you. Snacks that are eaten soon before exercise won't necessarily give added energy if your workout lasts less than an hour. But if your workout's longer than an hour, it may actually help to have a carbohydrate-rich food or drink during your workout. And again, nothing fancy, a fresh fruit, a yogurt, a fruit smoothie, a peanut butter sandwich, that's what we mean by snack efficiently. And then the fourth tip is to eat after exercising, just so that you repair your muscles, you restore your glycogen stores. So to make sure that you have a good meal with your protein and carbohydrates at least 1 to 2 hours after exercising. And my last tip, which I mentioned before also, is to drink up, you know, water. This is especially important to prevent dehydration. And it's important before workout, during, and even after your exercise. That's something that needs to be with you all the time, basically.
Right. And Kinza, just a question based on something you mentioned about, you know, your breakfast before you work out and do an event. Now, this is a little bit, you know, sort of off the cuff, but what would one do, for instance, if, let's say, you're running the Comrades, or you're doing Ironman, or the half Ironman, and the event starts at, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning. Would you sort of take light snacks instead of an actual breakfast, because, you know, you don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to have breakfast 3 hours before your actual event? Or would you adjust your intake slightly on that particular day?
Yeah, no. So with something like Comrades, or, you know, any other big marathon, it's something that you're training for well before the time. It's not something which, you know,
you're just going to do tomorrow.
So your eating for these kind of things is, you know, it's supposed to be well planned, well in advance. You know, so days before already, what you're eating, how you're eating, ensuring that your stores are going there. Obviously, while you're running that early, even when you can't actually have too much, you can't have something too heavy before the time while you're running. So on the day, obviously, there'll be adjustments of what you eat. And that's when you closely, really, if you work to maximize your performance, you're definitely going to need someone specialized working with you to assist you on that day, how you're going to eat and drink. But with those particular races, it's something that's planned well in advance, days, even months, I would say up to a year of carefully planning how you'll be eating so that your body's ready to take that on.
Right. So you will have planned it. It's, as you say, it's not just a case of, oh, well, we're going to get up early this morning to have breakfast before we run.
No, it needs to be planned. Okay. Just as you're training for the actual race, the way you're fueling your body has to be carefully planned. And your body needs to be trained in that way as well.
So it's all part of the bigger plan, sort of nutrition as well as your actual on the track training or on the road training.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. No, fine. No, well, great. And Kinza, the Heart and Stroke Foundation resource material available. How does somebody get hold of you and or the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Yes, so we have lots of resources on our website. That's www.heartfoundation.co.za. And if you'd like to get in touch with us directly, then you're more than welcome to get in touch with us through our health chat line. And the number for that is 021-422-1586.
Great. Kinza, thank you very much. Always interesting chatting to you and looking forward to chatting to you next week again.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you then. That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about exercise and eating for good exercise outcomes. And thanks, Kinza. And don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on today and also on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Facebook channels. Right, and that with the compliments of the Heart and Stroke Foundation and, of course, Wild Coast Radio. And thanks very much to Kinza for chatting to us.